Todd Archer from ESPN is popping on here to help us discern everything that's going on. Mr. Archer, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing okay. I mean, I read that that Travis Frederick statement, and I think he tried to put the bravest possible face on it. Am I reading way too much into that?
Well, I just put this on Twitter. In 1987, my senior year in high school, I was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré. And effectively what happened was I had mono. The antibodies that were fighting the mono turned on my body and, quote, ate my nerves away to where I couldn't move. Where it was painful just to lift my arms up. I couldn't lift my arms over my head. I had no dexterity with my fingers. I'm not saying this is Travis's case by any sense. Stretch of the imagination, but this is a very serious could be a very serious issue depending on how quickly they caught it, and I'm sure there are many more medical advancements that have been made since when I was diagnosed with this.
How long ago did you have this? My
senior year in high school, 1987.
Okay.
And it took me, look, and obviously I'm not a professional athlete. But it took me 11 months, essentially, to come back to close to as what I was my senior year in high school with my dexterity and strength and things like that. But again, I don't want to cause and throw off any alarms, but I just want people to know that this isn't something that can be just say, oh, he'll be back in 2 weeks. Oh, he'll be back in 4 weeks. No, this is something that there truly is no timetable on. When you're dealing with a nerve issue that you're waiting for nerves to regenerate. So, as I was told by people that this is multiple weeks, you know, for sure we're not going to see him in the season opener.
Well, there's no question. As I was saying to Nate when we were just, getting ready to do the show, you know, it's one thing if something is orthopedic. You know, I think we can all wrap our arms around that and know that, you know, the advancements are such that, you know, if you tear your ACL or, you know, you have Tommy John surgery or whatever it is, you know, we all kind of know what the timetable is. But when you start dealing with your innards, you know, that's the kind of thing that just scares me to no end, because then you don't really know. And obviously we don't really know here. And that, you know, if I'm Travis Frederick, like I said, I think he put on a very brave face today, but no one should think for a second that he isn't just a little bit scared about what he's dealing with right now, and that would only be natural.
Right, and again, I was a 17-year-old kid dealing with it, so, I had no clue, like, how serious it was at the time until about 5 or 6 years later. I was like, wow, that was pretty bad. I didn't know, Again, I'm sure there are medical advancements. I'm sure the fact that he's in great shape, a professional athlete, will help all the cause. But you can't pinpoint when he will be back. Now, the encouraging thing in his statement by saying he's already feeling better from the treatments that they've given him, that is a truly positive sign going forward that he does feel better. And I can tell you I've never had a stinger, but when I had this, there was tingling in my fingers. There were where I just felt weird. And Nate, you can tell us that's what a stinger does. You feel this. There's a burning sensation. There's things like that. But you feel you just feel off.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's what he felt like. I'm sure there are stinger issues, but there is also this kind of weakness that he's had, which led him to get more tests, and where they found this through the blood work that they went out and did. And thankfully, they were able to find it hopefully quick enough to where it is not going to be like it was for me, an 11-month process to come back and be good again.
Todd, I keep him in my prayers. And normally I scream your name, but I just don't feel that way today. What does this mean for the offensive line in the rotation? Because we are struggling on the offensive line with backup and depth.
Right. Joe Looney's your starting center for however long we want to say. I would imagine they have to go out and find a guy. You know, right now, we can add in the Zach Martin situation. They think he'll be good for the opener. But just at the backup center, I don't think they have another center available on their roster right now to go in and play if something were to happen to Joe Looney. So you can add this to the mix as to another need for this team. But they feel good about Joe Looney. He's
had a hell of a camp. And I was telling Coop, he's had a hell of a camp. But now that your sixth man is your starter. So the sixth and seventh guy, taking Fleming out of the mix, we don't have virtually a sixth or seventh guy. So have you, I know it's been a quick turnaround, but have you talked to the coaches at all? What's your feel?
Yeah, nothing yet on that as to, but Drew Stanton, or is it Drew Stanton?
I can't remember. Dustin Stanton. Drew Stanton was he's still a quarterback, I think, in this league, right?
Yeah, yeah. Cleveland, I believe, yeah. So he's the guy that is the number two center right now. Mm-hmm. He played for Paul Alexander in Cincinnati last year. But again, never played in a game. I don't even think he stuck on the Bengals roster last year. So I would imagine they're going to be looking around at centers with experience in this league, because you can't, maybe I'm overstating it, I don't think you can just plug in a guy and say, okay, here we go, we're good, we'll just move this guard to center and this tackle to guard and do. I think you need a guy who has some experience in this league.
Todd Archer, ESPN, joining us and bringing some personal experience to the table as it relates to the illness that Travis Frederick is experiencing right now, Guillain-Barré syndrome. Todd, what do you think this means for Sunday night against the Cardinals? You know, Jerry made the statement, a couple of days ago that, he wouldn't mind at all if Zeke Elliott didn't take a single snap during the preseason. Does this pretty much confirm that? And Dak as well, and obviously they wouldn't play in the final game against the Texans next Thursday.
Right. I think that's the way it's going, and I don't know if they needed this diagnosis to make that final call. I went back and looked it up. Tony Romo played a preseason game 20 some odd snaps with Robert Brewster as his right tackle. A year later, he played into the third quarter with Bill Nagy and Phil and
you remember that.
Kowalski or Phil Costa as his two or three of his interior offensive linemen. So they've done, and this is before Tony had the back issues, obviously, but they've played their guys before. But my sense is, and again, without getting anybody on the phone to talk about what the deal is, I don't think you'll see these guys again until you're going to have to see some of them, right? They just got to play some of them. But I don't think you'll see Dak. I don't think you see Zeke. I don't think you see Tyron. Obviously, you're not going to, we're not going to see Travis, not going to see Zach Martin. Maybe Sean Lee, thank you. You got your 20 snaps, whatever it was. Don't need to see you. DeMarcus Lawrence, we're good. Don't need to see you. I think you'll see the Cowboys err completely on the side of caution for Sunday's game against Arizona.
So having said that, with Martin likely to not return to practice until the week of the Carolina game at the earliest, and with Travis Frederick out for the foreseeable future, I mean, what do you think this means for the Cowboys and Scott Linehan and his approach to offense, not necessarily having everybody in tip-top shape and ready to roll here when it counts?
At least they do. They did have the work in Oxnard. They did the work 30-something snaps in the preseason with these guys, taking, obviously, Travis Frederick out of the equation. We know where we're going to hear from the coaches, right?
Right.
Next man up. We just got to roll on. It's part of the NFL, overcoming adversity, yada, yada, yada. Well, we've seen the Cowboys didn't really handle it all that well last year, went 9-7, missed the playoffs. The year before, seemed to do pretty good when Romo went out and Dak came in and, didn't have guys for other games. Tyron Smith was banged up, went 13-3. So they faced these situations before where they haven't had everybody available. Going into a season, you never want to have this obviously happen. You want everybody available at least week one. It's going to be, there's already a lot on Scott Linehan's plate from the wide receiver tight end department. Now there's more on his plate considering the shape of the offensive line and the work they're not going to get here, or how many days are we out? 15, 16, 17, whatever days it is out from playing the Panthers.
But he has no, and I hate to say this, but he has no other choice but to continue to run his offense. In this case here,
yeah,
he has no other choice because this is who they are now. They as you've seen earlier in the preseason, they love to pull now. They love to get out and run because they don't feel as good about their edge blocking. So they're going to have to continue to be who they are. It's just going to be Zeke-less, Dak-less, and a few other guys until the season starts. You agree, Archer?
You know, hey, Nate, I just got a text message from somebody over at the Star. They want to see if you can strap it up for a preseason game.
Yeah, I'll strap it up and go right to the bench and cheer them on hard, bro. I'll put on my helmet. I'll do whatever. I'll rah-rah. These kids are too – I was big and fat. These guys are big and hard. I don't want nothing to do with them.
Hey, Ty, we appreciate you popping on and giving us a little insight on just what all this is about. It sounds really scary, and you know, you can just hope that Travis Frederick's that the doctors have this thing nailed down for him, that however long it takes for him to get right, you know, football, you know, is important, but football aside, just to get him right again, because that just sounds really, really scary.
He's still a young man.
And it's all about time, and there's really nothing that you can do to speed this process up. It's just time, and it happens when it happens. So,
Todd Archer from ESPN joining us right here on Game Night here on 103.3 FM. Archer, see you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.